I love performing. I absolutely love performing. You know, I don't get nervous. It doesn't matter. I don't care who's in the audience. I just don't get nervous.
Put your hands together for Luis.
My name is Luis Solorzano, and I'm both a magician and visual artist. I'm a little bit older than my teeth. Yeah, I'm 61. I had an advertising agency, and most guys grow up in magic. Here I was an adult, so I went to this old magic shop that unfortunately is no longer there in Long Beach, and I just was in admiration of, here's all this stuff, books and tapes and little effects, just to fool people in the most elegant way possible. And so I grabbed a little something and took it home to my son. He was interested in magic at the time. It was a trick deck, and I had him pick a card, put it back in. I was able to draw the card out. Very simple. The moment my son was fooled, I knew I was going to stay in magic, that I loved it, and was going to treat it as an art form. I'm an accomplished visual artist, and that I've always looked at it that way. There's more than just a simple trick to it. Wow. A full crowd on a Sunday night. Incredible. And your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie, how brave of you to volunteer, Bonnie. My first trick, where the jokers mysteriously collect her card that's been put in the deck. I have two cards here that she's to guess.
Four of hearts.
The four of hearts.
And five of clubs.
Yeah, the audience sees her select a card. Do me a favor, sign your name really big on the face. We set it aside. So do me a favor, cut the deck anywhere you'd like. She then cuts the deck. I'm going to place your card exactly where you cut. We put her card that's been under a glass all this time. Give it a moment. And that was the moment. The jokers have located your card. Give it a moment. And again, that was the moment where the jokers have found your card. And all of a sudden it winds up, after it's been inserted into the deck, it winds up between the two jokers. That I'm trying to create art, memorable art, just like a painting. You know, painting is laid out. A good piece of magic for me is like a completed painting. My first show was about 20 years ago, and I thought to myself, if I'm learning all this magic, if I don't do it in front of an audience, what's the point? I mean, it's like the tree that falls, no one's there, does it make a sound? Well, if you do magic and you have no audience, are you doing magic? Now I'm concentrating on really solidifying an act, trying to get it better. I prefer late because that is an extension of when I was working in advertising. I'd have to finish my job and then come here. I am a night person, and I had a resolve to being a day person, but I like night. Going to bed at 3.
Party started! Woo! Welcome to the Puzzle Gallery here at the Magic Castle, last show of the evening on a Sunday night!
Woo! That was my last show, and I'm ready to go a week now. And I feel I'm warmed up, and I always feel that. Again, it's like a kid going back to school after summer. Oh, man, if I can only have another week. Magic, I think, is a wonderful, beautiful perception that's out of the ordinary. It's wonderful when people come here for the first time and they experience something so unusual, so unique, that it's memorable. Anyway, my name is Luis. I thank you so much for staying so late. Give it up for my assistant, please. I hope you had a great time here at the Magic Castle. Thank you so much.